Hello, Kermit the Frog here. Welcome to Ridiculous Ramblings. Here's Amy to start the show.
Yay! I crack up every time I hear that. It never, ever gets old. Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. A day late and a dollar short, as always. This should be saying Friday, April the 25th, but here we are, Saturday, April the 26th. My apologies again, my loves. Thank you for loving me and all of my inconsistencies. I honestly don't know where I would be without you guys. Probably taking a nap right about now, but I would much rather be doing this. So how is everyone? How's your weekend been so far? I hope the answer to that is pretty damn good, Amy. Mine's been pretty good. I had to work today, but, you know, gotta make that dollar, even if I am one short. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Tip your waitress. Try the veal. Or don't. If you're a vegetarian, that's cool, too. Eat what you want to eat. Love who you want to love. Just be a good person. Don't be a dick. Oh, my goodness. All right. So let's see what's going on. So I am on TikTok at Ridiculous Ramblings. And I am also on Instagram, Ridiculous_85. And I've made a little friend over on the Instagram. His name is Cereal Totem. Cereal, like, you know, the kind that you eat. And Totem, like the pole. T-O-T-E-M. Cereal Totem makes some pretty fantastic stickers. And I've liked some of his pictures. I voted on some of the polls that he's done, showing different, you know, designers on there as well. And he reached out to me and asked me if he sent me some stickers, would I do a review on them? How cool is that, y'all? I thought it was pretty cool. So I got my stickers the other day. I made my TikTok video and I shared it to Instagram. I shared it to Facebook. I shared it to TikTok. I don't really do Twitter. I'm still kind of confused by that. I'm still learning how to do Instagram at this point. Facebook, pretty much got that in the bag. TikTok, I'm like a novice, I would say. But you should definitely check out Cereal Totem over on Instagram. He is also available on the TikTok if you'd like to follow him there too. Definitely give him, you know, go over and check him out. Check out some of the art, other designers and stuff that are available on there as well. If you are a fan of anything like abstract, or if you like odd Care Bears, like this Care Bear that I've got here, he's got like jam running down his face and a sad cloud. This one has got a moon and star on his belly, but it's like honey exploding out of the top of his head. This one is a Cyclops bear. I am like low-key obsessed with him. And then my other favorite one is, this one is like a Gandhi kind of Buddha style bear. He is absolutely adorable. Like, this would make a really good tattoo, actually, now that I think about it. While I was looking at the stickers, it made me look at it. I'm like, oh, hey, some of these are done in graffiti style, which made my little tiny brain go, graffiti. How long has graffiti been around? And also, how cool of a word is that, graffiti? So, thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, modern graffiti, as it's known today, emerged in the 1960s and early 70s in Philadelphia and New York City, which made me think of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because remember in the opening, you know, he's a kid born in West Philadelphia, born and raised, and that big, like, neon green with pink and yellow outlining Fresh Prince was in graffiti. And also, graffiti, again, thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, is a form of visual art created by writing or drawing on surfaces, typically walls or buildings, using spray paint or other materials. I'm always so amazed when I do see graffiti or I see murals painted on the sides of buildings. Art is so, so beautiful. And I love that art is so diverse. It's not just paintings. It's not just pictures. It can be music. It can be dance. There's so many things that art can be. And I am here for all of it. So if you are an artist of any type, whether it's spoken word like poetry, or, you know, you sing, you write, which I guess would be poetry. Sorry, the brain is not braining today. Any type of art that you do and you want to be showcased, featured on the show, shouted out on the show, whatever you want, or if you follow a favorite artist or whatever, hit me up. I am here to showcase everyone. I don't want it to be just me getting up talking about my day or some random thought that's popped into my head. I want to get to know people. I want to connect. I want to showcase. I just want it all. And I'm hoping that everybody will share with me because sharing is caring. So hit me up. How do you do that? Well, you know what? Let me tell you. I have a Facebook page. It's Ridiculous Ramblings. You can also find me on TikTok at Ridiculous Ramblings. You can reach out to the show's website, which is www.ridiculousramblings.com. Or if you want to go old school and send me an email, you can do that as well. RidiculousRamblings@gmail.com. G-Unit. Sorry, can you tell I've had a little bit of caffeine today? A lot of caffeine, a little bit of sleep. That's how I roll around here. Well, I think that's about all I've got for today. I hope wherever you're listening from that you're doing well, mentally, physically, emotionally. And if you're not, all of those same ways I told you to reach out to me if you want to feature an artist or you are an artist that wants to be featured, it also works if you just want to communicate. You can leave a comment, a review, suggest a topic for discussion, or as always, just say, hey girl, hey. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.